Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you haven't done this already. Share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. You know what time it is. It's time for a new series. I know that some people are celebrating holiday on today, but I can tell you something. We're helping you build a business, a life that you never have to take a vacation from. And so I'd count it not robbery for me to be here and continue to serve, because I know that this is part of my assignment. You know, we're starting a new series on today. We got to keep it moving, because you know what? Every day you want to live life at its best, don't you? And so we want to go ahead and let you know that there are some things inside of network marketing that most people don't know, that they're very vital, they're very important. It could either help you build your business or break it down. And so right now we're going to be discussing this week on, the word duplicate, because I know that it's been keep coming up in my spirit. And I thought that it was just for me to kind of, you know, get my team on target and make sure that everybody is on point. But as it kept coming into my spirit, I'm saying, but Lord, you know, how do you train this according to the word of the Lord? And I can tell you something, that was a stupid question, like crazy. No stupid questions, but that one was, because the word of the Lord has everything, your answer to everything. You may not comprehend it when you're reading it, but if you ask, you seek, you knock, he is going to answer. And so when we start talking about this week's series, it says duplicate. Keep the game the same so everybody can win. Now, we always talk here at Power Start Your Day about taking your spot at the top. And there's a reason outside of the fact that people may quit, they don't believe in themselves, outside of those things, but systems are not being intentionally duplicated inside the industry. This is not necessarily only in one particular company or the other, because every company is comprised of people. And people will be all in their head, or they might figure that the more fancy foot strategies there are is the easier or better way for people to win. And those are for people who really don't understand this industry, and I get it. I get it. Yes, there are places for innovation. There are places to upgrade and up-level strategies. But if it's going to be a movement, everybody got to be moving in the same direction, in the same way. So we got to go and ask the Lord, how can we be on one accord and understand the importance, the vitality of duplicating so everybody can win in our industry? Father God, we come before you. We thank you. We thank you for this day that you've made, and we are so glad and so glorious that we're here in the land of the living. We thank you, dear Lord, and we honor even all those who went before us to fight for that freedom. And, you know, some of them gave, some of themselves, and some of them gave all of themselves, oh, Father God, just for us to have freedom here. We're asking you, dear Lord, that we will have the mind of Christ, who also gave all just for us to have freedom. Dear Lord, right now, as we are pursuing to do great exploits in your name. Show us those places and those ways where we're shackling ourselves, even in the midst of business, that we will begin to release ourselves and be on one accord. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that right now the light bulbs are going off in the minds of your people. They are more intensively being responsible for duplication in their business, knowing that this is the way for themselves and everyone to win. We're thanking you for the inheritance that we're leaving for our children's children through understanding the principles of this topic. We're honoring you in everything that we do. We're asking your Holy Spirit to be right here in the midst. Give us a higher level of understanding like never before so that we may be bold enough and courageous enough to go forward, oh dear Lord, to build our businesses as if you are watching us all the time, and you are. We're honoring you. We love you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys. So we're going to, you know, always, you know, lay the foundation, and our word is going to be coming out of the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17, okay? And I want you guys to understand something. It's extremely, extremely, extremely important that we understand that the purpose of duplication, even in network marketing, is this. 2 Timothy 3 and 17 says it. It says that the man, and we know a woman, of God may be complete or competent, okay? In other versions, you're going to see the word competent. Thoroughly equipped for every good work. Thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, we know in order for you to build a business, starting from the bottom all the way to the top, it doesn't matter that right now you may say, I don't need to make a lot of money in network marketing. I don't need to go and win, you know, all the trips, the big houses, the big cash or what have you. I don't need all that. I don't want all that. I don't want the pressure of what it takes to do all that. And I get it. What we're discussing now is not only for you to take your spot at the top, but it's for you to really understand some principles, some components to our industry that at least even if you say, I don't want to make $500,000, don't you want to at least make $500 or $1,000 regularly? Duplication is probably one of the most vital components to our industry. And obviously, we always got to go into mindset and things like that. But a lot of times people believe that, you know, in order to win big, there always must be different strategies. But I am telling you right now that in your business, you need to find what is that duplicatable system and write it until the wheels fall off. I am helping you to understand right now that a lot of times we hear this word, but it's not necessarily taught in such a deep way. This week, we're going to understand how you're going to get out of your head and into the game for real. Most people are taking everything from the employee mindset into being an entrepreneur in network marketing. Not a step. We're going to go from a step from just being an entrepreneur, because I was an entrepreneur when I learned and when I became a network marketer. And I'm going to tell you right now is that there were some things that I could use, because even myself, because I had a large clientele as a hairstylist, there had to be a system in order for me to be able to get people out, in and out of the salon in the expected period of time. There had to be things that I was duplicating, doing the same way. But obviously, because they're different people, you'll say, okay, well, there may be some variances. Maybe somebody wanted a little like this, or someone wanted something a little different like that. But the core system had to be duplicated, so that anytime I had an assistant that was someone who was in place of me at a time, that they did it just like me, or I would not continue to have happy customers, happy campers. For us in network marketing, the result is you will not continue to build. You'll always find yourself calling yourself rebuilding. It's not rebuilding. Most people are still in a building state, but the bottom line is you won't find many people to duplicate in your business if you don't start them off properly within the system. Anytime I see people having the biggest struggles in their business, the biggest struggles in their team, when you go down the pike, you will see significant pieces that are left out, but because of their experience, they believe that they're insignificant. So the part of duplication when it comes to our business, some people say, well, I'm getting it mostly right. I'm getting it part right. And that part that you're leaving out is exactly the reason you're having major gaps in your business. So if you are going to want to tighten it up and have the bricks to be laid in your business properly, you are going to want to get this series. Is it going to be juicy? I don't know what the Holy Spirit is going to do. Sometimes you want to teach, sometimes you want to preach. I need you guys to understand that there are some very, very vital components to the network marketing industry that we may say, you may hear it said, but we're going to go deep in training on this week. And so let's first talk about what does duplicate mean? It says exactly like something else. Now, this is the reason where we get a little tripped up here, because no one wants to be exactly like someone else, and we're taught never to be exactly like someone else. But you can do something exactly like someone else and get results. That's why people always are looking for coaches and mentors. They're looking to say, can you give me the blueprint? When you're thinking about a blueprint, I always hear people say, give me the blueprint. Can you give me the steps? This blueprint and steps is indicative that you are saying, I'm looking to duplicate something so I can get the same outcome. I'm looking to do something exactly the same so I can get the same outcome. Well, we're all talking about how to take our spot at the top. So at the end of the day, why is it that you are here? Top leaders, top producers tell you to do something one way and say you need to do it exactly this way, and then you'll say kind of, sort of, partially if you've never been to that level before. We got to get out of our head and get into the game of network marketing for real, and duplication must be a part of the game. I am telling you right now, it's saying, look, people know, why should we even do that? Why should we do that? Well, I know we're in business for ourselves, but most people have never been in this type of business before. That's one of the main reasons, is because now you don't have to lean on your expertise or experience that is only taking you as far as you've come thus far. You get to lean on the expertise and experience of the people who created a system who knows the ending result. Starting with the end in mind, people who do not duplicate, meaning even when they get started, even the way in which they actually communicate to people. Do you understand that even in the beginning process is your prospecting efforts? What you say and how you say even leads to certain expectations of your prospect, whether it's a new customer or a new business partner. And then once they get in on the other side, if what you said in the beginning wasn't duplicatable, the expectation is different when they get on the other side. This is where many people get people who get in and fall out just as fast as they got into their business, because the expectations were not laid out in a duplicatable way from the very beginning, the onset of the exposure to the business. Some people want to add in. Some people want to be very fancy foot, and then they're looking at even convincing people to get into their business. And on the other side, when the people say, oh, there's work to do, they said, oh, they didn't say anything about work. They didn't say anything about what was supposed to be said. And then they say, oh, no, this is not for me. Have you ever heard anyone say that? I bet you if you go back into even the process of what did you do, how did you get the person to even say, yes, I'm in it to win it with you, it even have to do with, did you duplicate? When a person get on the other side, and we're going to go deeper into this, get on the other side, they're in their business, they say yes. They're the ones that say, you know what, I might not know if I want to win yet, but I know that I am in. Okay, well, did you get them started the same way that you were supposed to? Did you go through those steps the same way? Oh, I did part of it. Oh, I did not do this part, but I did that part. You're simply answering your own question as to the gaps and the nuances, the infirmities in your business. If you duplicate the system and the process, you begin to move into long money. You'd never have to keep looking at top leaders with your jaw dropped as if you can never get there. More than likely, if you had a conversation, are you duplicating the daily method of operation? If there is a system, are you duplicating that? More than likely, no. You're probably doing a part of it, a little bit of it, or some of it, but not all of it. This is what we're going to be discussing this week. You're definitely going to want your teams on the line because I'm sure the Holy Spirit is going to be training us up in a way that we've never heard it before. But I'm going to tell you this right now before I let you go, because it's going to be a very short call on today. I want you to be able to go in and make it happen for, you know, while you're out there hanging out with your friends and your family, and understand that if you had everyone on your team duplicating, if they even knew how to build relationships casually instead of doing all of that recruiting, if they were doing, I actually did a video, if you could check it out on my Facebook feed. I did a video of my Robert and ourselves of how we've been doing this for so long, just naturally meeting new friends. People are biting their fingernails. They're making it so hard. And we want our leaders to duplicate. We say, let's show them exactly what we do so they can do it exactly in the same way and begin to build their business. I need you to start thinking about, as you're going out this week, today, build your business as if you know that your whole team is watching. And if you're brand new, the team that you want is watching. How would you build your business? Now, I'm on Team Kingdom, so that's why I get up and do what I need to do no matter what day it is, unless he says, okay, we're done with this or we're done with that or whatever it is. Because that's obedience. And this is what I want you guys to duplicate. I don't want you to make excuses that every single time there's something that the world is calling a holiday, you take it as a day off. Because I'm going to tell you one thing about business owners. You'll find when you, I want you to pay attention, look in the papers, pay attention to a lot of the different festivities and things like that that's going on. You have two groups of people. You're going to have the consumers and you're going to have the business owners that capitalize on the fact that when people are off from work, they're like, you know what? My business is open. But the consumers are on the other side saying, I am here to spend money. You got to decide which one are you and what do you want duplicated in your business. Build your business. And I want you to start with today as if your whole team is watching. Are you using the system so that you could actually duplicate? Keeping the game the same so everybody can win. All right, guys, you have a phenomenal, phenomenal day on today. Be safe, have fun with your family. And yes, this is the business that if you are doing it right, you can take it anywhere you go, except during prayer in church. How about that?